news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Kind of that perfect point between having to run your heater and your air conditioner. 58 now, heading for a high around 77. More details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. This is Mobile Mornings with Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley, and Dr. Bill, the man, at 6:35 with more details on our forecast. Also, headlines on the way. Got more information. President Trump is coming to Alabama. Well, that's not a new thing, but coming to a football game as he's on his sports tour. We'll talk about that. Also, it is Election Day many places around the country. Specifically, we'll talk about Mississippi in the gubernatorial race, the one that had Vice President Pence in Mississippi yesterday. And also, a vote on the vote with the Mobile City Council. Details coming up. Right now, let's catch traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, we do have one accident. Mobile Police Department on the scene at McFarland Road at Dawes Lane North. It's going to be with injuries. Officers are on the scene. State troopers are clear. It's been a good ride so far. Northbound 65 from Bridger, Chickasaw, and Saraland, and no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile Cathedral Square, the city's favorite certified Alabama farmers market. Stop to get locally produced fruit, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor, but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers. Sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin counties, Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Tuesday style. I'm glad to have you here. Phone line, text line, 343-0106. We take your text throughout the morning, and we'd love to hear your voice after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Quick reminder here, the details and the where to go for our Go Play Outside contest are many places on the web for you to find. We can even email, if need be, we can email you the details, but you go to our website.
Website.
It says Go Play Outside. You click that tab.
In multiple areas of the site, it says Go Play Outside. And they all lead to the same place.
There you go. So you got to hide from finding that link on our website. Also, our Facebook page.
Facebook. We've got it linked to the very top of that page. You can get all the information there at the Facebook page, including the addresses of where you might be or where you should be going. And also, I think you put it through on your Twitter and the FM Talk 106.5 Instagram, which is, believe it or not, the most followed Instagram in the world.
Yeah. You didn't know that.
Yeah, we got
since you and I had scantily clad pictures of ourselves up there, right?
That's yeah.
We're Instagram models.
That's right. That's what put it over the top. I'm always pushing that fit tea that I'm drinking like the Instagram models do.
That's right. By the way, so we have you have a couple weeks here, and that's it. So you can register once per day per sponsor, and we're talking almost $9,000 worth of gear in this Go Play Outside prize pack. Details are on the web. Get the details, get the locations, drop your name off in the registration box, and hopefully it'll be you winning. Plus, our participating sponsors are each going to have a winner, a qualifying winner, and then out of those qualifying winners, one will win the grand prize. So get cracking on that.
And not a lot of time left, just over 2 weeks.
Yeah, so get work with 21st.
That's when we're giving it away, the 21st.
All right, so time is ticking. Y'all get on board. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A reward of more than $100,000 now being offered to bring 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard to bring her home safely. She disappeared October the 24th from Auburn. Her vehicle was located at a Montgomery apartment complex, along with evidence that the Homewood native was harmed. There have been no signs of the missing student for nearly 2 weeks. So the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect or suspects responsible for her disappearance is now at $105,000 thanks to the UFC president, Dana White, UFC fighter John Jones, and the Dominance MMA CEO, and an anonymous Homewood family who have all contributed $25,000 toward that reward money, plus Governor Kay Ivey's office has pledged $5,000. There's a task force of 60 investigators who have been working together to help search for the teen. We are continuing to follow up on tips and other information in order to locate Anaya, as well as the person or persons responsible for her disappearance. That quote coming from the Auburn police captain, Lorenza Dorsey. They encourage the public, though, to continue providing information. Happening right now, state troopers are investigating a three-vehicle crash in Theodore. It happened Saturday afternoon. That crash claimed the life of one woman. Crash happened on Paget Switch Road at 4:30 p.m. According to authorities, 19-year-old Mark Coward of Theodore was traveling southbound, and he had 41-year-old Evelyn Rose Smith in his vehicle as his passenger. His vehicle collided with two northbound vehicles. One of those vehicles was driven by Victoria Forbes. The third was driven by Caitlin Lumpkin. Both women are from Theodore, and they were transported to Spring Hill Medical Center for treatment. Coward was transported to University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Smith, though, was pronounced dead at the scene. Troopers are actively investigating this incident. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager who escaped police custody after he allegedly threatened school shootings on social media is still on the run. Mobile police say the 17-year-old created a Facebook profile featuring a clown. He threatened to carry out a shooting at several high schools. The teen was arrested the next day but managed to escape by slipping out of his handcuffs. Police are not releasing his name because he's a juvenile. Voters in Mississippi are heading to the polls today to elect a new governor. Republican Tate Reeves and Democrat Jim Hood are locked in a competitive race to see who will replace Phil Bryant. Both President Trump and Vice President Pence campaigned for Reeves. Hood did not invite any national Democratic supporters to the state. Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. A man is on the run after police say he stabbed another man in line while waiting for a chicken sandwich at Popeyes. That happened in Washington, D.C. Police say the men were in line and started to argue. That fight got physical, then spilled out onto the street where the victim was stabbed several times. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. And it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken out the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
The Cowboys win a chippy battle against the Giants. Saban gives an update on Tua's ankle, and the college basketball season begins tonight. 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter to pull away from the New York Giants 37-18. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott threw three touchdowns on the night, his third going to Amari Cooper, which stretched the lead to 12 points.
Prescott gets it complete as Cooper takes it all the way. A 45-yard touchdown strike, Prescott to Cooper.
That call was from ESPN. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott ran for a season-high 139 yards, and the Dallas defense forced three turnovers from Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones. Giants have now lost five games in a row to fall to 2-6 this year, and they've lost their last six games against Dallas. Cowboys have now won two straight after a three-game losing streak and are leading the NFC East at 5-3. There was a break in the action last night when a black cat made its way onto the field at MetLife Stadium. The game was temporarily halted while the cat sauntered around the field in the second quarter. Here's part of an all-time great radio call from Westwood One play-by-play man Kevin Harlan.
Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
Who brought the cat?
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
I love it. Cat ended up being a bad omen for the Giants. When it made its way onto the field, the Giants were leading 9-3. And after the cat left the field, after about 2 minutes there, the Cowboys outscored New York 34-9. And they added at the end of the night that they still hadn't found the cat. So
the cat gave him the slip.
Somewhere in the bowels of MetLife Stadium, the cat is still running around.
I love it.
As number one LSU and number two ranked Alabama prepare to play in Tuscaloosa this Saturday, both teams are dealing with a bit of adversity. Yesterday, Alabama head coach Nick Saban gave an update on starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, if he can play in the game, it'll be a game time decision. You know, he did practice 2 days last week. We'll see where he's at today, and then we'll manage the reps accordingly.
Tua had surgery to repair a high ankle sprain on October 20th, returned to practice 10 days later. ESPN reports that the coaching and medical staffs were pleased with the way that Tagovailoa moved around in practice and that the swelling in his ankle was not as severe as last season. LSU will be without outside linebacker Michael Divinity. Tigers head coach Ed Orgeron said yesterday that Divinity has left the team for personal reasons. Despite missing three games already this year, Divinity leads the Tigers with three sacks. He's the second upperclassman to leave LSU in recent days for personal reasons, joining junior defensive lineman Justin Thomas. Security will be at an all-time high at Bryant-Denny Stadium on Saturday. President Donald Trump is now expected to attend the showdown between the top two ranked teams. It'll be Trump's third visit to a high-profile sporting event in the last 3 weeks. Last week, he attended Game 5 of the World Series in Washington, D.C., and then traveled to New York on Saturday to watch UFC 244 at Madison Square Garden. The 2020 college basketball season begins tonight with 10 SEC teams taking the court and two games involving the top four ranked teams. In the Champions Classic at Madison Square Garden, number three ranked Kansas will face number four Duke at 6 o'clock, followed by number one Michigan State taking on number two Kentucky at 8:30. Auburn's ranked 24th to begin the season. They'll face Georgia Southern in Auburn tonight at 8. Alabama will begin the Nate Oates coaching era by hosting Penn at 7. In other SEC games, at 6 o'clock, number 6 Florida hosts North Florida, Georgia hosts Western Carolina, and Tennessee hosts UNC Asheville. Then at 7, Arkansas hosts Rice, and Mississippi State hosts Florida International. 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So the The cat, still no word on the cat, right?
Still no word on the cat. He has evaded security.
All right. All right, coming right back. More Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
To spend with you. So go and bother your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Try Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon, and you'll be hooked. Perfect for mealtime or appetizers in Mobile and Baldwin counties at Rouse's, Piggly Wiggly, Allegri Farm Market, Old Shell Market, and Spring Hill Ace Hardware. Monroe Sausage and Bacon. Yeah, it's that good.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect. With best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have one accident. Mobile Police Department working in McFarland Road in Dawes Lane North. That's one with injuries. State troopers are clear but running radar across the Bayway as they're heading towards Malbus and Loxley, and it's a good ride from northbound 65 Chickasaw to Saraland. The Mobile International Festival celebrating the art and science of food Saturday, November 23rd at the grounds in Mobile. Enjoy international foods, live music, and dance. Find out more at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, he's on the way. Kane will keep us up to date with traffic all morning long. Also, fast food news. A couple things here. Number one, I guess we should go back and circle back to the poll I put on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, I put this on at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter, saying the McDonald's CEO was fired after admitting a consensual relationship with an employee. Who do you think the employee is? We were limited to four choices because that's how Twitter does their deal here. Ends up the end of the voting. Well, actually, it says 1 hour left in the voting.
Oh.
So there is 1 hour left in the voting because I guess 24 hours it stays up.
Get to the ballot box.
Okay, coming in at the bottom, the least number of people think it's Birdie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number, I guess that would be number three on the list, Mayor McCheese at 20%.
Oh, come on. I was team Mayor McCheese.
24% of people think the relationship between the CEO was with the CCO.
Chief Clown Officer.
Ronald McDonald. but number one, 38% of people that voted think it's Grimace. Grimace was in a relationship with the CEO of McDonald's. You can vote for another hour over at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. So check it out, and then we'll tabulate those votes. And we'll have some real votes from our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll coming up. And yeah, fast food news, violence, murder, all over that chicken from Popeyes.
Oh,
that's
no.
Coming up. We'll get to that in just a second. 6:25 headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police need your help to locate a man who possibly suffers from depression. 26-year-old Albert Reynold Moore IV was last seen leaving his home on Heaton Drive October the 15th of this year. Moore is believed to have traveled to the Biloxi Gulfport, Mississippi area. Moore should be occupying, police say, a gray 2016 Nissan Altima with Alabama tag YFC479. If you know of him or his whereabouts or you've seen him, you are encouraged to contact police regarding 26-year-old Albert Reynold Moore IV. Call police at 251-208-7211. We turn to our nation's armed forces, and the state of Alabama is celebrating a promotion which will impact our nation. Vice Admiral Charles Richard is a 27-year member of the Navy Submarine Force, and he will lead the U.S. Strategic Command. And their role is to oversee our nation's nuclear arsenal. The Vice Admiral is an Alabama native, and he has been confirmed as the next commander of U.S. nuclear forces. He will replace General John Hinton, who was recently confirmed as Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Richard is a native of Decatur and is a 1982 honors graduate at the University of Alabama, and he was unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate in late October. Vice Admiral Richard will be promoted to four-star admiral as part of the new command. From 2016 to 2018, he served as Strategic Command's deputy commander before leading the Navy Submarine Forces, Submarine Force Atlantic, and Allied Submarine Command. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. About, less than a week away from Veterans Day. And heads up, not only do we have all the events going on out of the battleship and, of course, the parade going through downtown Mobile for the Mobile Bay Area Veterans Association, we also are going to do our morning show, this show, live from the Civic Center where they line up, they get ready to go parade. They kind of have the assembly out there. Well, we're going to be there and giving you a chance to stop by. Visit with us. We'll be visiting with the veterans and getting stories from those veterans from the Vietnam generation that are the focus of this year's Veterans Day Parade. So we'll give you details coming up, but just know that it's on Monday and it's going to be from 6 to 8 during the morning show. We'll be there and we'd love to see you stop by. All right, 627 News is next, plus Dr. Bill on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Opening statements are expected today in the trial for Marquise Wallace. Authorities say Wallace caused a hit-and-run on Cervantes Street in Pensacola last year. Two people died, including a toddler. Wallace is charged with two counts of vehicular homicide. 28-year-old Nefertaria Williams and 8-month-old Nariah Baldwin were killed. The baby's mother was injured but is expected to testify this week. Spanish Fort's mayor says he did not hit a female city employee and expects to be exonerated in due time. Michael McMillan was at last night's council meeting but left without talking to reporters. He was arrested last week on a harassment charge. The city's magistrate, Lindsay Cooper, alleges McMillan told her to shut up and then slapped her during an argument. The Mobile City Council could vote on Mayor Sandy Stimson's annexation proposal today. The mayor announced the plan last month with the intention of growing the city to 200,000 residents, which would make Mobile the second largest city in the state. Areas just west of Schillinger Road, north and south of Airport Boulevard and Snow Road, and the Kings Branch area on Bear Fork Road will be affected. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You love the outdoors. You love to hunt and fish. So do the folks at Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For 50 years, Quince has been outfitting hunters and fishermen in South Alabama. The outdoor specialists at Quince stock the gear that works around here. From a big selection of proven freshwater tackle to their archery sales and service, to a monster selection of guns, optics, footwear, and apparel. Get the right gear from the people that love to hunt and fish just as much as you do. Quince Sporting Goods, two lights west of I-65 on Industrial Parkway in Saraland.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Carla Stewart. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call me, Carla Stewart, in Spanish Fork.
Or me, Keith Woodham in West Mobile for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Scripts of closed-door depositions will be released today by the House Impeachment Inquiry. We'll see what former Special Envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, and the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, had to say. Correspondent Lauren Fox reports on the release of testimony by former State Department official Michael McKinley.
He's a former top aide to Mike Pompeo. Essentially, he said he left the State Department because he believed that career diplomats were being used to advance the president's political agenda, something that he did not support.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says Iran will start injecting uranium gas into over 1,000 centrifuges that had not been in use under the country's nuclear deal with world powers before the U.S. left it. There's voting today, with governors being elected in Kentucky and Mississippi. In New Jersey and Virginia, state lawmakers are being chosen. A man fatally stabbed another customer outside of an Oxon Hill, Maryland Popeyes restaurant last night in a fight over the recently re-released chicken sandwich. Stock futures up. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Adobe is up 4% in pre-market trading after the software company issued an earnings forecast for fiscal 2020 at a financial analyst meeting that exceeded expectations. The stock has gained 23% so far in 2019. Uber beat analysts' third quarter profit expectations and announced it'd lose less money than it thought this year, slightly less than the $3 billion investors had forecast. Occidental Petroleum Corporation missed earnings estimates in its first results after closing its $38 billion purchase of rival Anadarko. The company plans to slash spending on big projects by 40% next year. The iconic Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the IndyCar Series get a new owner. Billionaire Roger Penske and his Penske Entertainment Corp. are buying the properties from the Hallman family, which has owned them the past 74 years. New highs for the major indices as China trade talk hopes bounced the Dow up 114. The S&P gained 11. The Nasdaq 46. Futures higher too. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
T. Bachelor & Sons has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs, 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, a couple things I got to get used to now that we're in a fall pattern, and I guess now that we've fallen back in time, watching it get daylight so early and get dark so early. But yeah, weather-wise, it was very very nice weekend. You said we had clouds increasing, and that must mean rain.
Well, not really.
No?
You know, yesterday I mentioned that there was a low-pressure area over the northeastern Gulf.
Right.
And it's still in that area, so some of those clouds will be affecting us today, but it looks like the rain will stay over in the eastern portion of the Florida Panhandle and into southeast Alabama. So we're going to call it mostly sunny today, that we will see some high clouds over the area. And we're going to get in the 70s. We got up to 74 yesterday. We could be as high as 75 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll cool into the 50s, around 55 degrees. There actually is a weak cold front that's moving down through Mississippi and Alabama, and it's going to come in tonight and should come in quietly, and will bring us some dry air for tomorrow. So tomorrow will be mostly sunny, and we'll get into the mid-70s. So it's not really going to cool us off, but just kind of lower the humidity for tomorrow. And so we have a nice day today and a nice day tomorrow. Thursday, we'll start out pretty good in the morning. We're going to actually warm into the upper 70s, but then some showers will develop in the afternoon because a strong cold front will be moving into Mississippi and Alabama and will be headed our way on Thursday. So look for some showers Thursday afternoon and then numerous showers for Thursday night, possibly a thunderstorm or two, but mostly showers. Those showers will continue at least into the early morning on Friday. And then it's going to turn colder on Friday, where it's upper 70s Thursday, only 62 for the high temperature on Friday. And then we'll get down into the low 40s, which means some areas in the upper 30s for Friday night. And that sets everything up for the weekend. And Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny, about 62 Saturday and 68 on Sunday. So it looks like we'll get the rain over with late Thursday, Thursday night. Tapers off early Friday, and then nice weather for the weekend.
That sounds a lot like last weekend.
Yes, indeed.
I like that timing. We'll get the rain done during the week. Last couple weeks of hurricane season, what are you watching in the tropics?
Right now looks good across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean's quiet. We do have some thunderstorm activity still out in the tropical Atlantic, but the conditions in the upper atmosphere in that area and across much of the Caribbean and the Gulf are really unfavorable for any kind of tropical development, at least over the next couple of days.
That's good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, we'll get to the story in a second, but this Popeyes thing, the Popeyes chicken sandwich thing, is out of control.
Yeah, it's grown. It's too big. It's too many people that want the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
How can we be so easily led? This is marketing 101.
This is, say
there's not enough of something, there's scarcity, and watch the market react to that. We'll get you details on a tragic story as we have a fatality surrounding people waiting for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. That's coming up in a second. Also, Kelly's got more headlines. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident down McFarland Road at Dawes Lane North. That's without injury. State troopers got one at 98 and Sims right in front of the auto zone. They're going to move that one into a parking lot. Got the school buses rolling already. No delays on the interstate. Improve your health and maintain your beach body. One bite at a time. Join them every Wednesday for the pop-up soup and salad inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls. It's tomorrow from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
639 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Lightstream. And the holidays are approaching, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save some extra cheddar. Well, I got a way to do it that maybe you haven't thought of. Think about this. consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with the folks at LightStream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That's way lower than the average national rate that is now over 20% APR. And here's what else is great. Plus, your rate will be fixed. So when you set that rate and the rates continue to rise, your rate won't budge. And there's also no fees. No fees. You get your money as soon as the day you apply. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. And that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get the discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Their website, LightStream.com/Sullivan, Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, I'll get headlines from Kelly in just a second. And then this story that is... Okay, so I got a Popeye's chicken sandwich back in the first run.
Yeah, and you were lucky because everyone thought they'd ran out, and you just happened to show up.
I showed up like at 10:30 one morning or something like that. They're like, "Oh yeah, we got one."
Right place, right time.
It was good, and I've said it's a good chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, it's not going to cause me to change my lifestyle for the chicken sandwich. But it was a good chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I never had one, but I didn't really even show up at a Popeye's to try to get one. Not that I didn't like.
So you didn't try. You were like the people when they look at the unemployment rate that aren't trying to get a job.
That's right.
You weren't trying to get a sandwich.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you're the rarity, because now that they're back, right? Popeye's has launched this big campaign. Now the sandwich is back, once again influencing people to go run out and stunt around to get a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Here's a story from the folks at Fox News. It says a man was fatally stabbed yesterday evening while inside a Maryland Popeye's following a fight over a chicken sandwich.
Come on.
Prince George's County police say they received reports of a fight at a Popeye's location in Oxon Hill, Maryland, last night at 7. Oxon Hill is about 20 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. When officers arrived at the fast food restaurant, they found a man in the parking lot with stab wounds. He was transported to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. The victim's name or age has not been released. Police say the suspect is still on the run. Detectives were at the fast food restaurant interviewing witnesses, gathering evidence, and looking at surveillance video last night to establish a suspect and a motive. Prince George's County Police have not said what the fight was about. However, Fox 5 TV has reported the altercation began after someone cut in line as people waited to order the Popeye's chicken sandwich, which, of course, returned to the fast food chain on Sunday.
Now, I've gotten angry when people cut in line, but never stab them in the parking lot angry.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, I would want to point out, the story is obviously an oddity. It'll be talked about throughout the day. But not to bring all the comedic value out of this, but there's a death in this.
Yeah.
Somebody's family is less one person. Think about this. This is what, when you look at these acts of violence, and you look at the violence in our country, I want to point, maybe we do use this as a... teaching tool. Some family is short a person. They're out of person because of a chicken sandwich.
Crazy. Well, because people can't control themselves.
I guess. And it could have been a chicken sandwich. It could be... Yeah, but you hear... There's a chicken sandwich, or you could hear it for, like, tickets to sporting events or something like that, or Black Friday deals.
Mm-hmm.
You never do hear... One place you don't hear it is when the Harry Potter books would come out, the people would wait to get the Harry... I don't think they stabbed each other.
No. They tried to put spells on each other, but no one stabbed each other.
Stabbing bad, spells that. That's okay.
Who got the sandwich?
Pox on your house, man. 644 FM Talk 106.5. Oh, come on. Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Upgrades are headed to Alabama, courtesy of the Energy Department. And nearly $370,000 in federal money is coming our way, and Mobile County will also benefit as well. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement on Friday, saying the grant will help improve energy efficiency at nearly 20 locations around Alabama. The goal is to cut expenses for local governments, public schools, and nonprofits. Schools in Cherokee and Colbert counties and the city of Huntsville, they're receiving money for lighting upgrades, and Claiborne County will receive grant money for their courthouse and jail. Smaller towns towns will use grant money for lighting along streets and improvements at a wastewater treatment plant, and two churches in Mobile and Perry County will receive grants for lighting improvements. There are 18 grants in total designed to help many, many families across our state, and they total nearly $370,000. We are learning this morning even more information about the harassment charges filed against Spanish Fort Mayor Michael McMillan. Last week, he was accused of slapping a woman. According to court documents, Lindsay Cooper claims that the incident occurred on October 21st during an argument with the mayor, which she says ended with him telling her, quote, to shut up and slapped her in the face with his hand. Cooper works for the city as a municipal court magistrate at City Hall. Last week, McMillan turned himself in to the Baldwin County Sheriff's Correction Center after being notified by his attorney of the outstanding warrant for his arrest. The mayor was released the same day after posting a $500 bond. The mayor said in a statement, quote, I want to thank everyone for the tremendous outpouring of support I have received since these charges were brought. I look forward to having my day in court where all the evidence will come forth and the truth borne out. After a full and fair hearing, the allegations against me will be disproved and I will be exonerated. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD Store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. So I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD Store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at Your CBD Store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit Your CBD Store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelodge. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager who escaped police custody after he allegedly threatened school shootings on social media is still on the run. Mobile police say the 17-year-old created a Facebook profile featuring a clown. He threatened to carry out a shooting at several high schools. The teen was arrested the next day but managed to escape by slipping out of his handcuffs. Police are not releasing his name because he's a juvenile. Voters in Mississippi are heading to the polls today to elect a new governor. Republican Tate Reeves and Democrat Jim Hood are locked in a competitive race to see who will replace Phil Bryant. Both President Trump and Vice President Pence campaigned for Reeves. Hood did not invite any national Democratic supporters to the state. Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. A man is on the run after police say he stabbed another man in line while waiting for a chicken sandwich at Popeyes. That happened in Washington, D.C. Police say the men were in line and started to argue. That fight got physical, then spilled out onto the street where the victim was stabbed several times. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Good morning, 649 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter to pull away from the New York Giants 37-18 Dak Prescott threw three touchdowns on the night, his third going to Amari Cooper, which stretched the lead to 12 points.
Prescott gets it complete as Cooper takes it all the way. A 45-yard touchdown strike, Prescott to Cooper.
Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott ran for a season-high 139 yards, and the Dallas defense forced three turnovers from Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones. Giants have now lost five in a row to fall to 2-6 this year, and they've lost their last six against Dallas. The Cowboys have now won two straight after a three-game losing streak and are leading the NFC East at 5-3. There was a break in the action last night when a black cat made its way onto the field at MetLife Stadium. The game was temporarily halted about 2 or 3 minutes while the cat sauntered around the field in the second quarter. Here's part of an all-time great radio call from Westwood One play-by-play man Kevin Harlan.
Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
He's Who brought the walking. Cat?
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Even fit a sponsor read there.
That should be the pantheon of broadcasting. When you have something like that going on the field and you still get in your live read for your sponsor there at the end zone,
not
excellent
bad.
Excellent work.
Listen to him, future broadcasters.
Yes.
The cat ended up being a bad omen for the Giants. When it made its way onto the field, they were leading 9-3. And after the cat left the field, the Cowboys went on a 34-9 run. As number one LSU and number two Alabama prepare to play in Tuscaloosa this Saturday, both teams are dealing with a bit of adversity. Yesterday, Alabama head coach Nick Saban gave an update on starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, if he can play in the game, it'll be a game-time decision. He did practice 2 days last week. We'll see where he's at today, and then we'll manage the reps accordingly.
LSU will be without outside linebacker Michael Divinity. Head coach Ed Orgeron said yesterday that Divinity has left the team for personal reasons. Security will be at an all-time high at Bryant-Denny on Saturday. President Donald Trump now expected to attend the game between the two top-ranked teams. It'll be Trump's third visit to a high-profile sporting event in the last week. Last week, he attended Game 5 of the World Series in Washington, D.C., and then traveled to New York on Saturday to watch UFC 244. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department on the scene wrapping up a wreck at McFarland Road at Dawes Lane North. Had another one on 98 and Sims in front of the AutoZone. Moved that one into a parking lot. We look good so far across the Bayway, northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. No delays. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma. They're the state's first brick-and-mortar CBD store. Their customers have received pain relief and more with tinctures, flower, and other products. See them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you are an Auburn grad, or maybe you have a kid that attends a school, or you just love to say War Eagle, the perfect gift awaits you as Auburn University's license plate is getting a new look. The Alabama Department of Revenue says that the new Auburn tags will be available January 1st, 2020. The new license plate will feature a white background with an orange and blue AU logo. That'll be on the side, and the stripes will be on the bottom. Auburn is written in orange and is shown at the bottom of the plate as well. Now, if you love to say Go Rams and you want to represent the University of Mobile, you are in luck as well, as the University of Mobile's new tag will also be available same time at the beginning of next year. The license plate will have a white background with maroon accents and a flame logo. The plates carry an additional fee of $50, but here's why, because net proceeds from the tag will go toward the university's scholarship funds. If your school was not mentioned, good news though, license plates are redesigned every 5 years and your school may be in the next batch of upgrades. If you find yourself being very thankful for what you have, maybe today, maybe last week, last month, this month, or this year, or just your life, well, you can give back in a big way as the Salvation Army needs your help this Thanksgiving. Volunteers can now sign up to help on Thanksgiving Day for the annual Thanksgiving Day Feast located at the Waterfront Rescue Mission at 11 a.m. that day, Thanksgiving Day. So here's a number, 251-433-1847, if you want to volunteer in Mobile, or if you find yourself over in Pensacola and you want to volunteer there, their number, 850-429-0656. Volunteers are appreciated and always welcome. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Update traffic here in a second with Kane. Just getting a heads up, a little preview here. The wreck I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes and 90 at the 14-mile marker. Looks like it has people with their brake lights on, maybe some people parked. We'll get an update here in just about 6 minutes on the latest. But once again, I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes and 90 at the 14-mile marker. Coming right back.